For 7 years, Gail Karras worked in one of the best offices in the world. At least, that's what she'll tell you.
I get to see the mountains, and I get to see the glaciers, and I get to see animals, and we can take pictures if it's on a leg of the flight that we don't have a patient.
Karras was a flight nurse for SEARCH, the Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium. It was her job to travel with and to take care of patients as they were medevaced to Anchorage or Seattle, either 600 miles northwest or 800 miles southeast. But at the end of September, she lost that job.
They brought us into a meeting in our office and told us that we cost too much.
SEARCH changed the way it provides medevac services, and its flight nurses were given a choice. Look for a new assignment within the regional healthcare provider, or find a job elsewhere.
And what I want to do, if I can't fly, would be emergency medicine. I've done critical care. I've done medical surgical nursing. I've done supervising, and I've done day surgery stuff, and I don't really want to go back to those things, so I would want to work in emergency medicine. There are no current emergency medicine jobs available at SEARCH.
SEARCH is arguably Southeast Alaska's largest private employer with 836 people region-wide. More than half of those work in Sitka. But a huge portion of SEARCH's funding comes from the federal government, or it did, before automatic budget cuts known as sequestration took effect. SEARCH blames those federal cutbacks for a series of changes it has made in the last several months. It closed its residential substance abuse treatment program. It put an indefinite hold on its community health aid training. Its Front Street Clinic in Juneau was targeted for closure and has only stayed open through independent fundraising.
You make the hard choices now, so the future choices will be more clear-cut.
Charles Clement is the CEO.
When we're forced to look within to decide what it is that is most in alignment with our core mission and vision, I mean, that's really the struggle. And I can tell you, I think it doesn't come down to one person making a decision. It doesn't come down to two people making a decision. It doesn't come down to people making decisions in haste. It comes down to lots of conversations and lots of very difficult conversations.
Clement says the conversations at SEARCH are changing, though.
From what it's going to take for us to survive, which is the conversation we've been having for the last X many months, years, to what it's going to take for us to thrive. And that's something I'm really happy to be talking about.
Just a couple miles from SEARCH's Sitka campus, the picture is a little rosier.
Our employment has grown 15% since 2009.
Hugh Hallgren is the administrator of Sitka Community Hospital, a 12-bed facility owned by the city. Back then, it had about 150 full-time equivalent employees. Now that number is closer to 175. The hospital has emphasized growing its outpatient business and added other services too.
Neurology, urology, cardiology, just to name three. Plastic surgery is a big crowd pleaser here.
That's reconstructive surgery as well as cosmetic, Hallgren adds. Comparing SEARCH and Sitka Community Hospital is comparing apples to oranges. They're funded differently, they serve somewhat different populations, and one is much larger than the other. But still, two hospitals in the same town with different economic pictures at least illustrates how hard it is to track the healthcare industry. Here's what we do know. Last year, more than 3,200 people worked in the healthcare industry in Southeast Alaska. That is up 4% since 2010. And the industry pays out more than $162 million in wages to its employees in the region. That's also up from 2010 by about 9%. To understand economic impact, analysts look at something called a multiplier. It's a measurement of where the money goes after it's spent in the region. You take 10 bucks you made and spend it at the grocery store, which then pays it to one of its employees, who then spends it at the drugstore, which, well, you get the picture. Jim Calvin is with the Juneau-based McDowell Group.
We have relatively low multipliers in most sectors of the Alaska economy because we manufacture very little. All of the food and clothes and furniture and cars that we consume are manufactured outside of our state. So money leaves pretty fast, but still it does spend a little bit of time in our local economies and creates additional jobs and additional income.
So money leaves pretty quickly, and painting a picture of the exact economic impact of healthcare on the economy in Southeast is really difficult. Still, Calvin says one thing is clear.
It's been one of the fastest growing sectors in the Alaska economy for the last 10 years. Will it continue to grow at that pace? Probably not, but we do expect that as the overall population increases and as the senior population in particular grows, that we'll see increasing healthcare-related activity in the economy.
Okay, so now that we know all of that, what does that mean for someone like Gail Karras, the flight nurse we met at the beginning of the story?
If I can't get a job here in Sitka, I have a couple of options. I can become a travel nurse, or I can move away from Sitka. I would rather not move away from Sitka. I really like living here. But if that's what the future holds, then that's what I'll have to do.
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.